There have been a number of artistic organisations that have descended on Stoke Town Centre over the last few years, but pretty much you were the first one to actually come here. How does it feel to have started the trend?
It feels strange to have started the trend. I didn't really think I would be starting a trend, to be honest with you. I originally came up with the conception of having a gallery over here purely because there was no market here. Kind of wanted to establish a gallery, and I didn't want to start the trend, but I suppose it just naturally happened. You kind of want it to happen, don't you? I feel a bit weird just saying that, to be honest with you.
Because since then, there have been the Arts, Letting in the Light, Majestic Studios is open, and then Akava, which is open today, which has kind of triggered off a bit of a celebration and various things. How do you... Why has it happened that all these art organisations have come together?
Why has it happened? I think the thing with Stoke is, with what's happening here at the moment, it's happening organically, and it's not being forced upon the communities. So I kind of feel like now it's sort of working, because we're working from ground up rather than getting investment come in and developing something that's just got really high expectations and then it sort of drops, whereas I think we're kind of growing it and building it rather than it just being plonked straight into the town.
And now you've got these 11 or 12 or 13 different arts organisations here. What should happen in the future as they develop?
I really think we need to work out a way of just improving the standards of art in the city and just develop a really genuine artistic community that is that can really stand up amongst the rest of the big cities in the country. I feel there is potential, but we all need to, you know, just work hard and aim high, but still we remain within our sort of, you know, Stokey roots.
Thank you very much.
No problem.